When the Moscow and PLO-trained Sandinistas first seized control of Nicaragua in 1979, they brought that country into the Soviet orbit, transforming it into a center for supporting terrorism. But 11 years later, the Sandinistas followed the trend in Eastern Europe and supposedly yielded power in free elections. In reality, this democratic transition was an illusion. The new president is merely a figurehead, while the Sandinistas retain total power. The Sandinistas openly control the military, the police, the intelligence service, the secret police, the courts, and virtually every other branch of the government. They can continue operating with impunity and have been caught numerous times in the last few years sending weapons to terrorists throughout Latin America. If they so decided, the Sandinistas could easily nullify the Nicaraguan elections at any time. The same holds true for the nations of Eastern Europe. In the transition to new governments, the communists were neither killed nor forced to flee, nor did they retire. In fact, members of the communist ruling structure simply relabeled themselves as ex-communists or reformers and continued to rule. Fellow communists simultaneously played leading roles in the opposition parties, thus ensuring nothing could go wrong. For example, a 1990 documentary aired on BBC television revealed that the Czechoslovak and Soviet secret police had themselves orchestrated the protests against the Czechoslovak communist regime in 1989. Since the alleged revolution, Czechoslovak communists have retained control over such vital posts as foreign policy, economic policy, and the military. In another example, a 1990 article first published in France exposed the Romanian Revolution as having also been engineered by the Soviet KGB, in which the ruling communists renamed themselves the National Salvation Front without yielding any power. In Poland, the Solidarity Movement had been permeated with Communist Party members years before the 1989 transition to limited democracy. Since the reforms, Polish communists have continued to head the courts, the secret police, and the military, while the Polish secret police and military have been strengthening ties with their Soviet counterparts. There is even growing evidence that the Stasi, the secret police of East Germany, is still operating as an underground organization within United Germany. Meanwhile, all 15 Soviet republics are firmly controlled by so-called former communists or by the Russian military. Russian leader Boris Yeltsin has himself been a Communist Party member since 1961. Soviet opposition movements, including the anti-Semitic group Pamyat and the political party of Vladimir Zhirinovsky, also appear to be under KGB control. And thousands of Soviet concentration camps remain in full operation today, while Soviet citizens still cannot leave their country. Contrary to popular impression, the Soviet alliance is actively preparing for a state of war. The FBI reports that, under Boris Yeltsin, KGB spying efforts in the United States and elsewhere have intensified, while the Soviet republics are collaborating in a crash military buildup program. According to such Western intelligence sources as the U.S. Defense Department, the Soviets are modernizing and expanding, rather than dismantling, their vast nuclear and conventional forces. This growing military power is being shared with traditional Soviet allies and communist regimes around the world, including communist China, Nicaragua, Syria, Iraq, Libya, Iran, and others. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of Soviet troops are still stationed in Poland and East Germany. Russia itself and several East Bloc nations are now entering a partnership with NATO for joint military exercises, while Soviet troops returning from Eastern Europe are being placed in strategic positions near Soviet borders. In short, communism is fully alive and is accelerating its global war of terrorism and revolution, even as our Western news media indulges in wishful thinking, waiting for political and economic reforms that never occur. But why should the communists fake their own funeral? Two reasons stand out. One, the Soviet Union is now receiving tens of billions of dollars in U.S. aid each year, money that is desperately needed to finance the expensive military buildup. And two, as terrorism heats up, the disbelieving West becomes paralyzed, choosing to give in to terrorist demands rather than retaliate against, and thereby risk undermining, the so-called democracies of the Soviet bloc. Anatoly Golitsyn, the highest-level Soviet KGB official ever to defect to the West, revealed that the Soviet high command had planned this strategic deception many years earlier in order to confuse the West temporarily during a phase of rapid communist expansion. Golitsyn accurately predicted all of the changes in the Soviet bloc in his 1984 book, New Lies for Old, 5 years before the events themselves.